Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Ms. Michi 101, where each week I bring you an influential entrepreneur that you should know. This week, I have special guest, Trevandia Perry. I love her name, so I have to say it with a twist. She's joining me today. Hey, girl.
Hey, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me today.
No problem. I'm going to go ahead and just put your information up so that anyone that's tuning in, they can go ahead and follow you and, of course, shop. Now, if you don't know who she is, okay, Trevandia is the CEO of T-Von Merch, okay? So let's just jump right in, girl. You got to tell me, how did T-Von Merch come about?
Okay, so actually, I started off as Brownie. Last year, in June, I had surgery to remove uterine fibroids. And so, you know, that's around the, last year, June 2020, I had to have surgery. And well, actually, it was the pandemic. You know, it's been going on for so long, I keep forgetting if it started this year or last year. I was going to be out of work for 6 weeks and I didn't know if I was going to get unemployment. So I was like, I need to make some money and I need to, you know, have something that's going to come quick. And so I love makeup. So I was like, let me go ahead, search for some vendors and get some brow pencils.
Okay.
And I also have sensitive skin. So I was like, well, I can start off with the body butter as well. So I started doing that, and then guys were like, well, I see that you sell body butter, but the site says Brownie. That's for girls. And I was like, no, you have to go through the site and look, you know.
Okay.
Yes. So it was a lot of, you know, it was just a process of trying to figure out how I'll be able to market to both male and female. So I went through that, and then when I went back to work, I believe August the 3rd, I had another shipment worth $400 shipped to my apartment. And then I woke up to get it and it wasn't there. So I was just like, oh my God. Yeah. So I found a police report and everything and they wasn't trying to help me. So I was like, okay, what else can I do handmade to try to get my money back, you know, something quick. So I love body scrubs and, you know, the body butter, body oil, different things like that. So I was like, well, let me hop on that. And so I was like, I want to change the name. So I changed it to T-Von Merch, you know, because of Trevandia and merchandise. So I was like, I think that'd be a cool name. And guys are not going to feel like it's super girly. So they'll still shop with us. And that's how we started.
You know, it's funny, a few things where it's like you had to pivot as far as in business because, you know, we put out things originally, you know, and I can even speak to that with I launched a sunglass collection. I tell everybody that was my COVID born business, but, you know, outside of everything else that I do. And it was originally just marketing sunglasses only to women. And mm-hmm. You know, I had men, they just like, well, what about us? You know, right. And, you know, originally when I was picking my name, I'm like, okay, I want to do something where it can kind of, I can take it and go different ways. But sometimes in business, we have to stop and kind of evaluate like, okay, should we stick with this or is it time for us to evolve?
Right. I agree. Totally.
Absolutely. So, I mean, that's great to hear about, you know, the start and everything. And I think one thing to note, because it's a little bit different from other people that are in like the beauty industry. Your products are all vegan.
Yes, ma'am.
How important was that for you to make sure that like what you put out, that it kind of fell along those lines for that?
Well, it was very important because like I stated earlier, I have sensitive skin. So I will get different things from the dermatologist that's quote unquote for a sensitive skin, or yeah. I'll go to the grocery store. I don't want to throw out any company names, but you know, all the companies that supposed to have things for sensitive skin, and it will literally put my skin in a worse position than it was from the start. So I was like, what can I, and I'm sorry, I won't say all vegan, but all natural products. So I don't know, they fall under the same umbrella. Yeah. But I was like, what can I get that's not going to irritate the skin or, you know, dry us out or, you know, have too much perfume that's going to cause other issues. And so it was extremely important to me to make sure that other people don't have to go through what I went through, you know, spending all of this money on, I guess, big pharma and it's still not helping me.
I think we see that a lot of the times. It is like a lot of products that are pushed our way and it's just like, okay, it ends up doing more harm than good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. You know, I really want to talk about it because you spoke about, you know, your package, you know, with your products and everything being kind of taken away. You know, that's a really big hurdle to have to jump over in business. You know, besides that though, were there other challenges that you kind of faced along the way of, you know, launching the business or after you had launched?
Everything was pretty easy. The only challenge that I had was, like, at the beginning, sales were coming in. Like, they were coming in pretty fast, and then they just stopped. And I'm like, I didn't change anything. Like, you know, what happened, right? So that kind of threw me for a loop. And then I was like, you know, body butters and natural skincare is so cliche. But I was like, when you go to the grocery store, you know, African markets are different, things like that, it's still a variety. So
yeah,
the market may be oversaturated, but I was watching a girl and she said the market may be oversaturated, but they're missing you. And I was like, okay, you know. Yeah, so that gave me a little motivation. But overall, it was pretty easy besides that big hurdle, you know, because I'm like, you know, I'm not working. I was getting unemployment, but I still have bills to pay. So it wasn't like extra money.
Yeah,
because you know, you don't get your whole paycheck. They just give you a piece of it.
Small piece.
Yes.
You know, and this is the thing. It's like I tell everyone that comes on the show, I really wanted to, you know, launch this particular platform with my business to kind of talk about some of those moments that I feel like the outside public, they don't see. You know, they just see like, oh, you know, they're posting, they've got this going on. But it's like, no, there are some things that we have to kind of go through in the process. And I mean, you know, I wouldn't be able to deal if my shipment was messed up like that, you know, but it's like, you have to keep going, you know, you have to keep going. So look, we talked about the lows. We talked about the lows. What's something that's happened since you started your business that has been like, you like, this is the highlight for my business?
I had a friend, because I make yoni soap as well. So I have a friend, she was like, you know, I have a group of girls that I want to make some baskets for when they come to, she's in the military, so whatever they have going on. So whenever they come to the event. And I was like, okay. So she ordered 12 soaps and I was like, cool. And she was like, well, guess what? I have like more girls than I thought of. So she was like, I need 20 jars of body butter and 21 more soaps. And I was like, oh my God.
Like, what am I supposed to do?
And then on top of her order, I don't know what was happening, but sales were just booming. So I had her large order and then I had like 15 other orders to do and each person had like 3 items. So I'm like, okay, I can't break down, you know? And I was like, this is what I asked for. So I ain't gonna lie, I cried because I was like, God, I don't want people waiting. I just want to make sure the quality is the same because I never had this large of a shipment. But just to know that she believed in me that much to say, hey, and she spent, you know, that was like a couple $100. And she was like, oh, that's nothing. And I was like, can I give you something for free? She was like, no. She was like, your product is worth it. So you don't have to give me anything for free. And I'm like, I still did, though. But
yeah, like I want to put something in there. And you know what? Like, can you relate to like when you first started? Just that feeling of, you know, like, I don't want to charge too much. I want people to shop with me. Like, was that ever in your, you know, thought process as you were kind of coming up with your business?
Definitely. And I kind of have that problem in my personal life as well. Like when, because I'm very talented. I can do hair, makeup, etc. But I'm like, okay. I mean, I know if they go to this place, they'll charge $200. So let me charge them $50. But then when I see what I did versus what the person charging $200, I'm like, I'm cheating myself.
Exactly.
But yeah. And it's like, you don't want to have, you don't want your prices to be super low to the point that everybody's like, I don't know if it's worth it. You know, that's super cheap. Yeah, I don't want to buy that. But then you also don't want it too high for the average person. And then they're like, well, I really want to try it, but it's too expensive. So it was like kind of hard trying to find that median. And also because, I mean, I took business classes in high school and college, but to apply it to your own business is a little different. So
that's a whole word right there. That it really is. And it's just, I know I definitely undercutted myself. Like, you know, for people that are familiar with me, I started off originally doing event planning. So like media kind of, I can't say it fell in my lap, but it was just more so I was like, I like this a little bit more than what I'm doing. But, you know, I was doing fashion shows and doing all of these things and just looking at what I was charging versus what other, you know, even local people, you're not supposed to look at what other people are doing. But, you know, when you're looking at industry trends, it is important to note like, OK, well, you know what? I might be charging $150 for this, but I could be making $350. And that wouldn't, you know, really break the bank. So it's like sometimes we have to really sit down with ourselves and say, hey, you know what? I'm doing myself a disservice.
Exactly.
You know, so thank you for sharing that, because, you know, we have to be really open with that, because everyone thinks that it's so easy and it's just, it's not. Yeah. You got to kind of fall and bump your head a couple of times.
Yes.
So, yes. You know, how are you staying motivated, you know, with doing your business, especially with everything that's been going on? I mean, the elections, the pandemic, all of that.
So for me, it's like I work for 11-hour days. We don't get paid for lunch. So it's like I give them all of my time to make their dream come true. So a lot of times I get off at like 8 p.m., but I might not go to sleep until like 3:34 because, you know, I'm marketing or packaging orders. So to me, it's very important to give my business the same time that I give someone else's company to help them grow. And so it gets difficult at times because you're like, well, you know, I'm putting all this time and energy in. But I also remember when my grandma told me nothing worth having comes easy. So it was like, yeah, I can put everything out there and make that $1 million. But it also can be gone the next day because I'm just splurging thinking that it's going to keep coming. So you have to trust the process and just be patient and know that as long as you stay focused and don't give up, that the reward is going to be at the end. So that's what keeps me motivated.
You know what? The hardest part is to continue to keep going when life happens. You know, and I think that like last year, you know, with kind of like the start of the pandemic, really, you know, with everything, that it was an eye opener. It was just like, look, you can not hustle in this particular season, or you can do what you need to do. You know, mm-hmm. And it's. Girl, that's the whole word right there.
Yes.
So,
and what's so, oh, go ahead.
So you've got a large line of products, right?
Yes.
What is your favorite product that you make?
My favorite, I love the tropical body butter, and mm-hmm. I love the scrub.
Okay.
Yes, okay. Those are my major favorites because it's like, I like fruity smells. And actually, the customers love that one too. I don't like, I have one that's not scented. And most people that order, they like, oh, it doesn't have a scent. I'm like, yeah, that's what you click. They're like, oh, man. I'm like, yeah, exactly. You got three.
Right. Oh, that part.
Yeah. Yeah.
Girl, because you know, they won't read. If you want them, they won't read.
And be mad at you. I'm like, no, like, that's what you click. She was like, I didn't know you had other options. I was like, that's why you had the drop down on the menu, but okay.
You know, when you have to redirect somebody to read something that was already in their face, it is just not a good feeling. You're like, okay, yeah. Can you see? Or
what's going on? I'm like, you know, do I need to redo anything on my page to make it more accessible for you?
Yeah. You know, what are some things that you know that we can look forward to with T-Von merch? You know, how are you expanding?
Well, I'm always thinking of the next best thing. So I have the Yoni soaps in about that. Like when I first started, it mm-hmm. was a fail.
No,
not a major fail. Yeah, so I made the soap or whatever, and then the next morning I woke up and I was like, well, hey, let me try it. Girl, my hand, I'm sensitive, but I put it on my head. I was like, oh, my hand is burning. I was like, I can't give this to anybody. Right. So I was like, I'm done. And then my boyfriend was like, everybody's like, no, we'll try again. I'm like, no. Okay. Like, it was so hard to find this formula and it didn't work. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do the Yoni soap. But I also want to start. I have the turmeric mask. I don't know if you've seen that yet. I released that, I think, like last week. But okay. I want to make the soap. I want to make a turmeric soap that's not going to burn me, you know.
Right, because we can't have that, you know, not our beautiful faces.
Yes, I definitely want to do that because I bought one that was turmeric and shea butter, but I don't know what it had in it, girl. But my face turned red and like got really dry. And I'm like, this can't just be turmeric and shea butter. So right. I definitely want to make my own. Yes.
It, you know, it's so hard trying to find stuff that is not going to break you out or like have your skin have an adverse type of reaction to it. You know, it's right. Girl, so look, what the work that you're doing, it is needed out here, especially for our skin.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. I honestly thought that you were going to say that you were going to start modeling.
Really?
So I when I connected with Trevandia on, you know, on social media, I was just like this. She is gorgeous. Like, you, girl, you better get you a portfolio together and start sending it out now.
Thank you. I appreciate you. I actually did for a minute, but you know how we get, like when we start gaining weight and our weight is up and down, then we start being super hard on ourselves. But yeah. I have a trainer, so you never know. It might be in the future.
Come on, look, we gonna accept you however you are, baby. Come on.
Thank you. I appreciate you so much.
So let me ask you, if I were an, you know, an aspiring entrepreneur, I'm just like, I want to put it out there. I don't know what I could do. You know, what advice would you offer me?
So for me, the advice that I will offer a lot of people, like, hey, well, Michi, she sells hair or she sells sunglasses and she's making all this money, but you don't know how she started. So you can't compare your journey to hers. You have to find your passion. Don't compare your business to anybody else's. Of course, if it's somebody doing something that you're passionate about, you can, you know, take bits and pieces from them, but don't try to duplicate what somebody else is doing because it's not going, you may not get the same result. So it's very important not to jump into something for the money, but jump into something for the passion, something that you know that you're not going to be upset about losing sleep over or missing events because it's something that you love and something that you without getting paid for it.
Absolutely. And you know, another thing, and I'd also like to ask you this, because you and I can relate that we still kind of have a 9-to-5, but we're also doing our business full time. You know, if someone was kind of like that was their case as well, how would you say that they could probably balance out their work and life balance with their business?
So, I mean, of course, You have to look at your 9-to-5 as an investment for your small business until you're able to get, I can't think of the word, until you're able to get the revenue that you desire, you know, to keep your business functioning. So I'm not going to lie, I want to quit every day.
Do you know that my business is almost at a place where it could pay me what y'all pay me?
Exactly. So it's really just like, hey, if I didn't have my 9-to-5, I wouldn't be able to, you know, launch new products. I mean, I could do, you know, pre-sale and get the money and then buy the products. But for me personally, I don't think that works because anything can happen, you know?
Yeah.
But it's just think of it as an investment. Think of that 9-to-5 as an investment for your business. And even if you're tired, of course, take a break. Don't burn yourself out, you know, because anything that you do and touch, like for me, I don't know what everybody else does, but like whenever I'm making product, I pray over my product and make sure, you know, it does what it needs to do for the person's body or skin and make sure it doesn't have any adverse effects. And you want to make sure that your energy is right with anything that you touch. I'm big on energy. So it's like whatever you touch and you transferring your negative energy to that, and you know, you might mess somebody up. So it's just important to be positive with everything that you do.
That's right. You know what? For me, I won't even, you know, I won't, if I know that I'm going to have like a time where I'm super busy, I won't even set anything up to try to meet with other people, because it's like, you know, when you have a mission with your business, like mine is to uplift, inspire, and showcase others, you know? So how can I do that if I'm not in the right headspace, exactly. You know? You know, so that I think that that's a great point. And you dropped so much knowledge, girl.
Thank you.
Is there anything, you know, just for my viewers that are tuning in that you just want to let them know as far as about your business or just, you know, how they can support you?
Well, everybody has to know that support doesn't only come from monetary. You know, you can like, share, a comment, or even just give me positive feedback. Hey sis, I saw your website. Here's some pointers. You know, I really think that you can expand if you change this or whatever. A lot of people think that, oh, you're only supporting me if you spend. Not necessarily, because they could give you some knowledge that a person purchasing something from you can't give you.
That's right. And you know what I saw? I won't put out there exactly what the post was, but I saw that you were looking for some feedback for something else that you have coming up in one of the groups where, you know, the business ladies get together. And I just thought that was so dope, because I think that a lot of the times, and I'm sure you see it too with other entrepreneurs, they just feel like, can't nobody tell me nothing. But it's right. Like, you know, we are marketing to people, because I mean, heck, if we could buy our own product and be rich from it, I don't think we would be in business. But
exactly.
You know, it's just important to be able to get that feedback and to be able to take that constructive criticism, mm-hmm. and put it, you know, pour it all into our business. So I think that's a word. That's a word.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I'm so thankful, because, you know, along with my mission in the business, you know, we're trying to expand our reach this year. And the fact that you're located in the Georgia area.
Yes.
And, you know, we're in Chicago. So I love when I'm able to connect with my ladies and gentlemen from, you know, all over. And it's just what you're doing is dope. And, you know, for anyone that is tuning in with us, make sure that you all go and support. Let me put the information back up. And Trevandier, let them know how they can follow you, you know, just in case that they're not reading.
If y'all not reading, my business IG is T as in Tom _ Von, VONMERCH on IG. My personal IG is Miss MSPERRY 2017. And if you want to go on the website, you can also click the link in the bio on my personal and business IG.
I'm so happy to have you, girl, and just, you know, much continued success for T Von Merch and for your new products that you're launching. You know, I got to do some shopping too. So,
yes, thank you.
You know, I'm going to get some of the scrubs. I'm very big on, I'm like, you know, I got to have my skin smooth. I am a woman.
Yes, I am a woman, Damon.
So I want to thank you so much for coming on and just, you know, sharing your story. And, you know, I believe that you're going to take it far. I know you are going to dominate in your area. And I'm hoping that some of my Chi-Town ladies is going, you know, they're going to show some love, too.
Yeah. And I really, really appreciate you for having this forum, also inviting me, because it's very important for women to stick together and, you know, always reach back and put your sister or your brother up.
Absolutely, girl. So we locked in. So, you know, whenever you got some new stuff coming up or whatever the case is, you know, I got your back. I want to thank everyone for tuning in with us. You all know to follow me, your girl, Miss Michi, on all social platforms at Miss Michi. That's MZMETCHI. I know you see it. And make sure that you follow the Blueprint Media Company on Facebook and at the BP Media Co. on Instagram and Twitter. Okay. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time. Bye.